Good morning. The shiur is going to be aired on the 44th day of the Omer. We're learning Chayodim, Hilchos Brachos, Klal Hei, and we're looking at Siman Yud Zayin. Kol Brachos Kulam, Yochel Echad Lebarach Lehotzi Esacherim. One person can make the bracha, and be much the other people as well. And as a matter of fact, not only is it something that you're able to do, but it's actually something which is preferable to do. The Barov Am Hadras Melech. We find the Pasuk in Mishlei which says that people, a group coming together and doing something, is a greater glory for the king. So the Barov Am, the people coming together and doing the bracha together, is considered a glory for the king. Now we find that people do not do that. So the Chayyim writes, "Efshet Leinogu Achshav Kach." Possibly the reason why people do not do this is we're afraid that the person who's saying the bracha doesn't always know to have kavanah to be moitzi to other people, and the people do not have kavanah to be yotze. One reason, omitam hamavur b'simin yud aleph, or the explanation which I gave before in this cloud in simin yud aleph. We spoke about this, that there's halachas of hefzik, that one person is being much to somebody else, that we're waiting, that we're afraid, there's a concern that maybe meanwhile somebody will be mastic before they eat. So even though the one who made the bracha ate already, the other people cannot be mastic until they eat. And we're worried they might be mastic because they're waiting, etc. So we say, you know what, maybe each person should make their own bracha, and that's why they do that. So that would be an explanation why we do so. But the concept of Rav Amahadras Melech remains, and that's why the Mishabura Paskins, in a situation where you could have one person say Kiddush and be Motzi everybody with Kiddush, it would be preferable for that one individual to say the Kiddush and everybody else to be Yotzei the Kiddush from the Mekadesh. Now, this halacha works based on the concept of Shemaya Ka'ona, that by hearing something, it has the equivalent halacha as if you said it. But there's a requirement of the following. So the listener has to have intent to be yotzei his mitzvah, saying the bracha through hearing. The one who's saying the bracha has to have in mind to be moitzi the individual by speaking, by saying the bracha. The person should hear all of the bracha. We spoke about before that maybe the word atah is not ma'ake, if a person would not hear the word atah, he be yotzei baruch Hashem Melech Olam Shakol Ni'abid Baro. Even if this is the word Elokeinu and the word Atah, but Melech Olam is required, Hashem Hashem is required, the word Baruch is required, and the actual final thought, Shakol Ni'abid Baro, or Brei Pi Hagafen, are all required. But a person would miss most of the words of the bracha are going to be necessary. A person has to make sure that he hears every word of the bracha. A common example of this problem is when a person is being yotzei from somebody else, let's say Kiddush, and the Mevorach says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Barei Pi Hagafen. Everybody answers Amen. Well, while everybody's still answering Amen, the one who's saying the bracha continues to start the next bracha of Kiddush. We assume in Halacha when the person's saying Amen, when he's talking, he's not fulfilling the concept of Shemaya Ka'ona. So while the responders are responding Amen, if the Mekadesh starts the next part of the bracha, so they might miss that word, and they're missing the word Baruch, they're not going to be Yotzei. So it's very important if somebody's being Moitzi, somebody in Kiddush, should pause after they say Brei Pi Hagafen until everybody finishes answering Amen, and then starts the next bracha. This is actually true in Halacha in regards to Chazar Sashat as well, in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalin, that the person who's davening for the Omid should not continue to go on to the next bracha until the majority of the tzibur has finished answering Amen. In a case where people are being yotzei, everybody who is being yotzei would have to actually finish saying Amen before you can go on, even if somebody is extending the Amen yoser midai, even if a person is extending the Amen longer than everybody else, and really he probably should be advised not to do so. But if a person is doing so and you're being motzi them, you're going to have to wait until they finish. So one person is saying a very long Amen, you're going to have to wait till he's finished before you continue. And the Chayyim says that beyond Amen, you should answer Amen. Even though every time you hear a bracha, you must answer Amen, there's an added significance, added significance of saying Amen in this circumstances, because not only you're hearing the bracha, not only are you hearing the bracha, but you're also in some way affirming it, actively affirming it, and therefore thereby accepting the bracha and using the bracha in that sense. So there would be an advantage to answering Amen above and beyond the regular halacha of answering Amen. That's why the Chayyim points out that B'di'evan, if you do not answer Amen, even though you've lost that extra advantage, you're still going to be Yotzei the bracha through Shmia. We will point out there's certain cases in the next tomorrow that there's certain cases where it's not, you cannot be much to somebody else in a bracha, and certain cases where you can. Have a good morning.